Hallelujah. Just being with Him. I want to know Him more. I want to know about the heavenly things more. And just being with Him. You just long. And you know, to do that, there are some things that have to be more cut in our life. And even up to this stage, I realize that to know Jesus, there's such a price that you pay to know Him. To pay in the sense of losing a lot of natural things that you say no to in order to know Him closer and have more time with Him. And here in chapter 3, Ruth has now come to this stage that Naomi says, I'm going to find you a husband. They're going to change their relationship into something deeper. And in verse 3, he says, wash yourself and anoint yourself. By washing, it means that you are removing all the old dirt from your life. Cleansing. Anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. And do you know how significant it was? If Boaz said no, her relationship with Boaz would have been spoiled to that extent. I mean, I know what it's like when people are interested in one another. Sometimes they are not skillful, and that's why one and a half weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me and said, woke me up in the dream and told me to get those books out on the family quickly. I said, yes, sir. And my whole Chinese New Year was spent on the computer typing and finishing off all the other parts of the book. And so it's all completed already. It will be released in the next month. How to find your life partner, family relationships, and even though the books have not been released, we have people asking for them, and bringing up children and those family books, and also volume 11 will be released in 4 books at one time. And a lot spoke to me, and among them is people who are looking for a life partner, and when they're interested in somebody, and I see their relationship growing fine, and everybody is a friend, and they are friends. And then one day they propose. But they didn't do it correctly. Either wrong timing or too direct. Or not ready yet. And then imagine that they are friends. Good friends. Always going out together, fellowshipping, serving the Lord. And then they propose. And the person said no. Suddenly, it's very hard to go out together. It's very hard to serve the Lord together on the same committee. Because the other guy in the committee said no to you. When you propose, you could hardly see each other eye to eye. You know, the relationship suddenly changed into square zero. Sometimes when it's not done properly, it becomes minus one. The people don't want to see each other anymore. Say, who? Oh, she's inside. No, I don't want to go. Say, minus one. When before they're so pally, so friendly, serving the Lord together, which is why I say the book better quickly come back. How to propose properly. Sometimes third party is vital, important. And so I used to tell, you know, some of my associate pastors are not married yet. And so I used to tell them, I say, look, leadership very important. If there's anybody you're following in love, you're interested in, and you know it's God's will, or you feel it's God's will, please let me know first. Don't jump the gun. Let me know, and I will have my sources to find out for you. Whether it will be yes or no, and you and her will not have your relationship affected. But we will find out in our own way, down the grapevine, and we'll bring back the answer whether she's quite interested or not interested. So that you don't have to go and waste your time and say, I would like to marry you. And she says, no, then she got to leave the church because of you. So relationship can change. And so what is to tell my leaders there? I mean, that's why, you know, when your leaders are married, I mean, that's settle it. But when they're not, you got to watch, because if your own pastors are not married and they propose to a girl, and wrongly or rightly, or they go and chase after one who doesn't want to be chased, and you may chase them out of the church. I mean, people may leave churches because of that, right? So it's important. These kind of matters are important when it comes to leadership. And so here we are in Ruth chapter 3. It's a dangerous moment. That's why in a dangerous moment, Naomi was very smart. Naomi represents Holy Spirit. You see, this is a very private time. And since this is a do or die, put on your best and perfume yourself. And so she goes that day, wash, scrub, anointed, best garment. She goes, I wonder why he didn't smell her that day. But she proposed, and the way she proposed was interesting. While he had to find him in a good mood. In chapter 3, it says here that, verse 7, Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was cheerful. So he was more inclined to also say yes. His heart was cheerful. And so all these are skills that those of you who are looking at life partner, please read carefully. So don't go to her when she has just lost a job. So... Or something sad has happened. No, maybe her mother died the other day and she's still crying over. And then you say, oh, now that your mother died, you're going to marry me now? Wrong timing. So in chapter 3, his heart was merry. And she was told exactly what to do. And she went down secretly. And when he was lying down, sleeping, in verse 7, she came softly, uncovered his feet, and lie down, cover back. And in verse 8, at midnight, the man was startled. Shh, what is this on my feet? So he got with a jerk and says, who are you? And she answered with the sweetest voice, I am Ruth. Your maid servant. See, she made herself a servant. What is all this uncovering his feet to do? It's seeking his blessing. He says, and then she says here, take your maid servant under your wing, for you are a near kinsman. Now there are three things: his feet, his wings, and him marrying her. That is, to be a husband to her. Being a kinsman, or fulfilling the part of a husband. And that's receiving her, or crowning her. His feet, his wings, and him, himself. His relationship to her, his kinsman. Those three things. That I may know you, that I may know the power of your resurrection, that I may know the fellowship of his suffering. There are three things. Knowing him is like he is your kinsman. He's related to you. And as you know him, he's closer and closer to you. Coming under his wings always are a symbol of healing and power. His feet usually symbolize the cross, the gospel of peace, his suffering. That's Ruth. So, putting herself in that place to position herself to know him more. And everything that she did, you find somehow it will tie to chapter 3 of Philippians. All those things that we need to do, we need to wash ourselves, we need to anoint ourselves, we need to choose a particular way and pattern that the Holy Spirit reveals. We have to learn to lay ourselves at his feet and everything in order to know him more. Finally, in chapter 4, and we look at Ruth chapter 4. Chapter 4 is mainly the activity of Boaz in the book of Ruth. But Boaz had an important job to do. And in this job that that Boaz had, he says, first of all, he tells Ruth in chapter 3 to wait on the matter. And chapter 4, in verse 1, Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the near kinsman of whom Boaz had spoken came. So Boaz said, "Come aside, friend, sit down here." So he came aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Now all this sitting down and discussion, what Boaz was about to do, he had to discuss with the kinsmen about the matter, and 10 elders of the city to be witness. That is symbolized as a sort of prayer or request. He is going to make his request of the kinsmen. It ties with Philippians chapter 4 in verse 6. "Be anxious for nothing. Let in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Whatever your request is, if you want to know him, write it down. I remember in 1979, I started putting together my confession file. Inside my confession file were a lot of requests, besides the confession of the word. And among them were some of the requests I listed that were looks impossible at my time, but some of them have already come to pass, some have not come to pass. And I remember one of my requests was that, "Lord, I want to see you face to face in your glory." That was 1979. It was only in 1986, June, that the Lord appeared face to face. But I remember that I was like a fresh graduate from the seminary, and there I was coming out, and I had a left foot, a fellowship, came out, and was still in the Baptist church, and I had a hunger for God. I knew that I wanted to know him more. And I started to compile these things, and I wrote it down. And I remember, and when I go back and meditate, I read it. I'm so glad that he remembered and he answered. And I met him face to face, and I continue to know him more. And then among those things, I remember I have done some research and found that there were all these mysteries in the Bible. Mystery of the godliness, mystery of iniquity, mystery when the seven angels sound, and all these mysteries that I wrote down. And I said, "Lord, reveal all these mysteries to me. I want to understand them." That was in 1979. And it was about 2 years ago that God showed me the mystery of the seven angels. And what it means, if you remember that when the angel blew, that he was asked, and John was going to write it down, and then he was told not to write it down. And God showed me what it was, and I really thought about it and mentioned it in some of my other teachings, what that mystery was. But all these were requests in that list. If you have a hunger for God, there are some things. You see, many people ask for money, they ask for this, they ask for this. A lot of other things that are in the natural that you use and then grow old and rot and rust. They ask for a new car or new things. All these things may be necessary here and there, but they should not be the main thing that you look for in life. There are a lot of things you could ask from God. Like right now, there's one other thing that's not fulfilled yet. That is, I've said, Lord, I want a trip to heaven. I want to go to heaven.